I was contemplating giving my homily on global warming, but I didn't know if anybody would appreciate that today. So we'll stick with the sacred scriptures. One of the striking elements of this gospel is how simply the first disciples of Jesus committed themselves to him. It was just an ordinary day. Peter, John, and Andrew took on a lifetime commitment of service and dedication as soon as they met Jesus. We might ask ourselves, do you think you or I could have readily done that after first meeting Jesus as they did? Jesus did not twist their arms, persuade them in any way. He just said, what are you looking for? The magnetism of Jesus' demeanor must have been extremely powerful that it attracted these first disciples to leave behind everything they had known in life. Then they wanted to learn everything they could about Jesus. We have just celebrated the joy of the Christmas season and the events surrounding the baby Jesus nativity. Today we enter ordinary time, and we are now presented with Jesus as an adult already. The Sundays of ordinary time lead us through Sunday by Sunday throughout the year, the life of Jesus, emphasizing his ministry and teaching so that you and I can mature as his disciples, just as Peter, John, and Andrew did. In addition, the theme of this Sunday is vocation. You may hear the Lord calling, the poor little guy in the first reading. Here I am, here I am, here I am. Finally, he gets the answer. The new vocation that we see happening today is in the life of Peter and John and Andrew. So they begin this following of Jesus, and also our own vocations renewed as we make this new year of a journey with Jesus. We, like Peter, John, and Andrew, desire to learn everything we can about Jesus. He's the most exciting thing in life. As the year unfolds, we will do just that. Each new year, we renew our journey with Jesus. We can't help but be astounded. We hear maybe some of the scripture readings we've heard many times over in our life, and they touch us in a new and a different way. It's kind of like holding up a prism to the sunlight and all of the different colors, and you turn it around and you just see more and more colors. We enter into the richness and the depth of the Gospels, the good news that Jesus came to bring into our world. It's an exciting journey, and ever since Jesus proclaimed the good news over 2,000 years ago, the world has never been the same. His teachings were revolutionary in a very good sense, and his teachings continually transform our lives, giving purpose and meaning to each new day. We learn that Jesus continues to walk with us in our path of life. We do so through his Holy Spirit, given to us freely on the day of our baptism, as we heard in our second reading, and then assisting us in our way of life, our vocation, our spiritual life, and our physical life, by the outpouring of the gifts of the Holy Spirit since the day that we received the sacrament of confirmation. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are spiritual gifts. They're also gifts that enable us to meet the challenges and joys of our chosen and given vocation. Our vocation as a Christian is precisely to be another Christ in the world. Peter, John, and Andrew will realize this as they learn everything about Jesus we will hear this year. We realize that we are to be another Christ in the world too, as we continue to hear his message of the sacred scriptures each week and through the teachings of the Catholic Church through the Catechism. We can never learn everything about Jesus, and that is why we know this is a lifelong vocation, to learn everything we possibly can about him before we die. We will be spiritually nourished each week this year as we receive Jesus in Holy Communion. We become more intimately bound to Jesus, even in a very physical way, as we receive him in communion and take him into our hearts. As we reflect on the vocation of these first disciples and on our own vocation, we are also called to reflect on the vocation to the priesthood. We look to our priests to guide and direct us. I look to my brother priests and the Archbishop to help me learn more and more about Jesus. We need our priests. We need religious vocations. Many years of my active priesthood, I was a hospital chaplain. Maybe some of you met me, or I met you, if you were in the hospital at St. Francis in Indianapolis. And as a hospital chaplain, would encounter people from Shelbyville in my pastoral ministry. Do you know what they would tell me, people from Shelbyville? They would tell me that their pastor is the best priest in the archdiocese. And I thought, what a wonderful tribute to Father Mike. He is a great priest. So continue to love and support him. And Father Paul Landwehrlein is also a great priest. So I wondered, how does Shelbyville manage to get the good priests all the time? And it must be because God loves you very much and your prayers are going up for him to provide good priests for you. So on this Vocation Sunday, let us all take a renewed ownership of our vocation as Christians. And it's a great time to do just that, take this ownership as we begin this new year with Jesus and his first apostles. On this Vocation Sunday, may we pray for vocations to the priesthood, diaconate, and to the religious life. Encourage young people to consider a vocation in the church. The message of the gospel must continue, for that was Jesus' promise. Take the gospel to the ends of the earth. I am with you always until the end of the world. In fact, a broken world is hungry, starving for Jesus. Many don't even realize their hunger, their thirst, they're starving for Jesus. But once found, we realize Jesus is the path to lasting peace and happiness here on earth. God bless you.